won't take too much of your time, inshallah. I'm sure a lot of you want to read the Quran, you want to make du'as, inshallah. So I won't take too much of your time. I'll just leave you with one message, and inshallah I will finish. So inshallah, if the brothers can come forward, inshallah. من قدم قدمه الله جو آگے آئے گا آگے کرے گا اپنے آپ کو اللہ تعالیٰ اس کو آگے بڑھاتے ہیں الحمد للہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام على اشرف الانبیاء والمرسلین وعلى آلہ واصحابہ اجمعین اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم هل اتا على الانسان حین من الدہر لم يكن شيئا مذکورا وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من ستر مسلما ستره الله يوم القيامة وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من رأى عورة فسترها كان كمن أحيا مؤودة من قبرها أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته أجمعين. Respected elders, our young friends, I'm not too sure, maybe women who are and sisters who are listening at home. Alhamdulillah, it is an honor for me and a privilege for me that I am in your midst. MashaAllah, I just came in and I saw, MashaAllah, this is a 7-star masjid. Alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard your masjid from the evil eye. MashaAllah, Alhamdulillah, you've made a fantastic masjid. Now, if we can make our hearts and our spirituality to that level, where inshaAllah, you know, Alhamdulillah, the masjid is likewise, and then our spirituality, our souls, okay, our ruh becomes likewise as well. Inshallah, I've quoted before you a ayat of the Quran, which is from Surah Al-Dahr. هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُمْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. Has a time not passed on you when you were nothing, and Allah made you something. إِنَّا خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ أَمْشَاجٍ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا. Were you not a mixture of the water from the male and the female, and then Allah Ta'ala made you a beautiful human being who is able to see and was able to hear? My message to you today, inshallah, is just learn from where you came. Bas, that is my message. Learn the lessons from where my origin and your origin is. Shah Waliullah Muhaddis Dehlawi, Rahimahullah. I'm sure everyone knows. I've heard of the name Shah Waliullah Muhaddis Dehlawi. He was born in 1702 and he passed away in 1762. If I'm 1-2 years here and there slightly wrong, please do not hold me to it. He might have been born in 1701 or 1702, but what I do know, he passed away in 1762. Shah Waliullah Muhaddis Dehlawi, Rahimahullah, used to say, Allah says in the Quran, Qul siru fil ard. قُلْ سِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ ثُمَّ انْزُرُوا قُلْ سِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَانْزُرُوا. Travel the earth and see and learn lessons from everything around you. شَاءَ وَلِيُّ اللَّهِ مُحَدِّثُ دَهْلَوِي says, it means سَيْرْ بِالْأَقْدَامِ, and you travel with your feet and go and see everything around the world and take lessons from them. Allama Baghawi rahimahullah, commentating on the verse, he says, yes, it is sayr bil aqdam, but it is also sayr bil qadam. I'm sorry, sayr bil aql. It is also sayr bil aql. Yani, you try and ponder from the things around you, try and ponder and learn lessons from everything around you. And inshallah, I will give you a few examples. A fly that Allah Ta'ala has created, mashallah, you'll see many now coming out in the summer. A fly is telling me and you, after all, tu jitna apne aap ko bada samajhta hai, itna bada tu nahi hai. If you think you are big, then you need to know you are not big. Why? Because ek choti makhluk of Allah, which is maybe, wallahu alam, I don't know what the size, maybe even not, you know, maybe a centimeter. What is the size of a fly? But iski wajah se insaan pareshan ho jata hai. A individual, after all, is not big. Allama Badruddin Aini rahimahullah, in the commentary of Sahih Bukhari, in Umdatul Qari, he says, Ajhalul Khalq, the most ignorant creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a fly, because it goes to its death. A fly comes to its death. If it sits on your hand and you do this, mashallah, you've missed it. Okay, it'll come back. It'll come back, it'll sit on your hand, it'll come back again. It'll come back there. You'll do there, it'll fly away, it'll come back. A fly goes to its death. From all the creation of Allah, the most ignorant of creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a fly. Allah Ma'ini rahimahullah has wrote, it only, its lifespan is 40 days. It does not live more than 40 days, a fly. What is a fly telling me and you, if you think you are big, after all, you are not big. Allah Ta'ala created a fly to remove the arrogance of a human being. You have a camel. A camel is giving you and me a lesson. Prepare for the hardest of and the most difficult of times. You know, mashallah, you've seen a camel. Okay, where, you know, the way it moves about in the Arabian Peninsula, in the Arabian desert, a camel is teaching you and me a lesson. An ant is teaching me and you a lesson. Save up for a rainy day. Have you seen an ant? Okay, mashallah, in the summer, it prepares for the winter. It's telling me and you, prepare for a rainy day. A dolphin is telling me and you, listen more and speak less. A dolphin, you must have seen a dolphin in the aquarium. Okay, mashallah, it does not speak much at all, but it listens a lot. A donkey is telling me and you, okay, no matter how much people burden you with, okay, you have to carry on in life. Mashallah, next time you go to the butcher shop and you order lamb, okay, a lamb is also telling you, after all, everyone has to give qurbani. Sacrifice, everyone has to give a sacrifice. So we have to learn from everything that is around us. We need to learn lessons. So inshallah, my lesson to you, you know, my lesson to myself first, and then everyone inshallah, we are all created from soil. That's where we came from. And inshallah, I will share with you the four lessons that we learn from Mother Earth. You know, they say, كُلُّ شَيْءٍ يَرْجِعُ إِلَىٰ أَصْلِهِ. Everything goes back to its origin. Everything goes back to its origin. We came from the soil, that's where we are going back. That's why the hadith mentioned in Kashful Khifa, mutu qabla an tamutu wa hasibu qabla an tuhasibu. Die before you die. Die before you die. And prepare for your hisab before you are taken hisab of. Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib used to say, al-yawm yawmul amal, wala hisab. وَغَدًا يَوْمُ الْحِسَابُ وَلَا عَمَلٌ. Today is the time of amal. Do as much as you possibly can. There is a beautiful hadith quoted by Imam Abu Hamid al-Ghazali rahimahullah in his kitab Ayyuhal Walad. And Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki rahimahullah wrote that hadith on a piece of paper. And then he used to leave it in his bedroom. So he can see that hadith every single day when he goes to sleep. And what is the hadith? It says, اعمل لدنياك. اعمل لدنياك بقدر مقامك فيها واعمل لآخرتك بقدر بقائك فيها واعمل للنار بقدر صبرك عليها واعمل لله بقدر حاجتك إليه وإذا أردت أن تعصي الله فانظر مكانا لا فانظر مكانا لا يهجرك فيها الله أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. It's a beautiful hadith. The duration of time you are staying in this world, work for the world for the duration of time you are staying here. Work for the akhirah, the duration of time you are staying there. Work for Jahannam, how much you are of, how much you can tolerate Jahannam. You tell me, who can tolerate Jahannam? And the heat of Jahannam and the intensity of Jahannam. Hassan Bisri rahimahullah used to say, the skin of a kafir, which is going to be 63 feet in diameter, will burn in the fire of hell 70,000 times every day. 70,000 times every day. And the skin diameter is 63 feet, according to one hadith. According to one hadith, 105 feet. And then work for Allah, how much you need Allah. And then the last advice was, when you intend to disobey Allah, go and look for a place where Allah can't see you and disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala there. So inshallah, khair, the message, we are all created from soil. That is where we are going back. If I forget, Allah Ta'ala, every single day, mashallah, we read 17 rakats. Mashallah, those who are lucky, we read 17 rakats. As I say, mashallah, someone asked, what is the phone number of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? 2, 4, 4, 3, 4. The five farz, you know, the five daily prayers. This is the phone number of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'm not saying it, Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib is saying it. Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib used to say, when I want to speak to Allah, I read Salat. And when I want Allah to speak to me, I read the Quran. When I want to read Salat, when I want to speak to Allah, I read Salat. And when I want Allah Ta'ala to speak to me, I read the Quran. Because in the Quran, Allah is telling me and you, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. There is a kitab. I'll give you a reference. Inshallah, you can have a look. Inshallah, it's called Nida'atul Rahman li Ahlil Iman. Nida'atul Rahman li Ahlil Iman. It's a kitab written by a ustad who taught in Masjid Nabawi. Sheikh Abu Bakr Jabir Al-Jazairi. He wrote a kitab. Sheikh Abu Bakr Jabir Al-Jazairi, Nida'atul Rahman li Ahlil Iman. And it's translated into Urdu as well. Ahli Iman se Allah Ta'ala ka khitab. The 89 places in the Quran where Allah Ta'ala addresses me and you and says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. And then you see what Allah Ta'ala is saying to me and you. So inshallah, every single day in Farz Namaz, when you go into Sajda, there's only one ruku, there are two Sajdas. You see why? When we go into the Sajda of the first time, Allah Ta'ala is telling me and you, remember, you should be humble, this is where you came from. You should be humble, this is where you came from. Why? Because the external, most expensive part of the human body, externally, is the forehead. And that only bows before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no one but Allah. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah's son, Abdullah, his name was Abdullah. He used to say, my father used to make a dua. My father used to make a dua every single day. Oh Allah, the way you have safeguarded my forehead from prostrating before anyone. Ya Allah, save my hands that they are not stretched before anyone but you. MashaAllah, koi buzurg te, ek bahut bade buzurg te. Okay, MashaAllah, the entourage of the king is passing by. The king with his might and pomp, they are all going by. And mashallah, there's a buzurg there. Okay, he's got his legs stretched out. So one of the men of the king came and said, okay, the king's entourage is coming. Since when have you learned to stretch out your legs? He says, the day I learned to keep my hands to myself, I've learned to stretch out my legs before anyone and everyone. I'm not saying you need to be disrespectful to other individuals, but you don't need to succumb to the wealth of rich individuals. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah, okay, if you are content on what you have, there is no one richer than you. The hadith of Imam Tirmizi rahimahullah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Sayyidina Ali, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu, warda bima qasam Allahu lak takun aghna an-nas. If you are happy with what Allah has given you, there is no one richer than you. To sabse logo mein sabse maldar tu hi hai. If you are happy with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, the true riches are in the heart. Rasulullah says in the hadith, لَيْسَ الْغِنَىٰ عَنْ كَثْرَةِ الْعَرْضِ وَلَكِنَّ الْغِنَىٰ غِنَىٰ النَّفْسِ. True riches are the true riches of the heart. It's not what you have in your hand. Khair, inshallah, I'm just going to come back, inshallah. The four lessons, I will share with you the four lessons. So we are created from soil. In the first sajda, we are being told, this is where you came from. And then you stand up. And then you go back on into sajda. The second sajda, you are being told, I am being told, this is where you are coming back. So this is, you came from the soil, this is where you are going back. And remember, after you go back into the earth, then you stand up, that is how you will stand on the day of Qiyamah. This is why the day of Qiyamah is called Yawmul Qiyamah. It comes from the word Qiyam. You know, when you in Salat, what do? You do Qiyam, you stand. This is why Qiyamah is called Qiyamah, because La Tazulu Qadama Ibn Adam. The feet of Ibn Adam will not move until we have been asked in regards to our ages, our youth, in regards to our ilm, in regards to our amal, in regards to our wealth. Until we are not asked in regards to those things, these feet are not moving. So we will stand on the day of Qiyamah. So inshallah, what are the four lessons we learn from Mother Earth? You know, that's what they say. Go back into the earth before you have to go back into the earth. What does that mean? Mother Earth, there are four qualities of the earth. Number one, whatever you put into the earth, it will conceal it. You put a dead body into the earth, what happens? The the earth will not spill it out. MashaAllah, how many dead individuals, or how many mayyit, how many amwat, deceased individuals, have we buried with our own hands into the ground? Have you heard of a single one that has been spit out by the earth again? Okay, you know, I'm not going to accept this individual. You put seeds into the ground. Okay, what do they do? They accept the seed. Okay, you put water into the ground. What happens? It goes, it conceals. Me and you, we need to become individuals following a lesson from our Mother Earth, from where we came from. We need to become individuals that conceal the faults of other individuals. مَنْ سَتَرَ مُسْلِمًا سَتَرَهُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ A individual who conceals the faults of a Muslim, Allah Ta'ala will conceal your fault on the day of Qiyamah. A husband and wife know the faults of one another. Why is a man going to his friend and saying, you know what, my wife is a neighbor from hell. Make dua to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. She may be, I'm not saying, no, please don't get me wrong. Okay, you know, maybe sometimes women are very, 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 very difficult. Sometimes men are very, very difficult. Okay, you know, it works both ways. But do you know the faults of your wife? Your wife knows your faults. Why are you not concealing the faults of one another? You tell me, do you not have faults? Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salam used to say, "Fika uyub wa lin nasi uyun." If you are able to see the faults of other individuals, remember, other people have eyes, they can see your faults. They can see your faults. Okay, to conceal the faults of other individuals, and inshallah, remember this, this is a sign of a sick community. This is a sign of a sick community, that we see the faults of other individuals, and then we expose the faults of other individuals. MashaAllah, you know, there is a reason why we are being told that human beings in some cases are worse than animals. Human beings are worse than animals. Rasulullah says in the hadith, Al-Mu'min mir'atul mu'min. I don't know if you have a mirror here, mashallah, okay, in the wuzukhana for anyone to see themselves, you don't, mashallah, alhamdulillah, but I'm sure you have a mirror at home, okay, after you've done your wudu, okay, you make sure everything is intact, your topi is straight, okay, and mashallah, and then you come to the masjid tipped up, okay, mashallah, like your masjid. When you look into the mirror is teaching me and you a lesson. You go in front of the mirror, and the mirror tells you, MashaAllah, you've ate well in the month of Ramadan. You understand? You've ate a lot of sambusa, you've ate a lot of bajia. MashaAllah, you've ate well. MashaAllah, you've put on weight in the month of Ramadan. And then, MashaAllah, it also tells you, you've got a few wrinkles. It also tells you, you've got a few spots on your face. As soon as you walk away from the mirror, does it tell anyone else? Does the mirror say, MashaAllah, you are good size. The one, the guy came before you, MashaAllah, covered me entirely, enveloped me. Okay, it doesn't. A mirror conceals the faults of a human being. It will only tell you your faults. It will not tell anyone else. This is what you call a true human being. You conceal the faults of other individuals. You know, there is one hadith. I'm sure everyone has heard of the hadith. Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, has mentioned the hadith in Sahih Bukhari in 7 different places in Sahih Bukhari. Innama al-amalu bin niyat. Innama al-amalu bin niyat is known as hadithun niyya. Hadithun niyya. It is also known as, this hadith is also called hadith Qais. Hadith Qais. Yani we are Muhajir Qais. Muhajir Qais. One sahabi gave a proposal of marriage, or someone gave a proposal of marriage to a lady. Okay, I would like to marry you. She said, I will only marry you on the condition that you migrate from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara. Now the Sahabi has migrated, why? Or the individual has migrated, why? He's migrated for the purpose of getting married to that lady. It's amazing. The Sahaba did not conceal, sorry, they did not expose the name of that individual. So till today, we don't know who that individual was. Why? Because the Sahaba have not exposed him. The Sahaba have not exposed him. Become individuals who conceal the faults of other individuals. You know why? Because if you expose other people's faults, remember, Allah Ta'ala knows your faults. Allah Ta'ala can humiliate you whilst you are in the confines of your home. There is a hadith mentioned by Imam Tirmizi rahimahullah. لا تزهر الشماتة لأخيك فيرحمه الله ويبتليك. Don't rejoice at the mishap of your Muslim brother. You know why? Because Allah Ta'ala can have mercy on him, and Allah Ta'ala will engross you in that same illness. If you look down upon another individual because of the faults of that individual, Allah Ta'ala will not give you death until you will have that fault within you, and then you will die. And Allah Ta'ala will expose you. There is one individual, Shayban al-Ra'i, rahimahullah, he mentions, there was one individual doing tawaf. Shayban al-Ra'i himself was doing tawaf. One individual hears Shayban al-Ra'i whilst he is doing tawaf. And inshallah, I'll just on the side here, you might ask here, why is it men and women are allowed to do tawaf together? If you look at Medina Munawwara, it's completely separate. In Makkah Mukarrama, everyone is together. Everyone does tawaf in the mataf. Why? Why is it not separate? Okay, you know, the women can have a separate timing. Men can have a separate timing. Like Riyadhul Jannah in Medina Munawwara, the women have a separate timing. Okay, they have to go within a certain window. In Makkah Mukarrama, everyone does tawaf there. Together. This is a time, if you can't realize the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that time and the mercy of Allah at that time, you're not going to recognize it anyway. You're still looking at the beauty of another lady when you are in the house of Allah. You are doing tawaf of the Baytullah with the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is descending, and there you are looking at the beauty of women, okay, that are doing tawaf alongside you. So when you are there, when the rahmat of Allah is coming down, you should be thinking of nothing but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One individual is doing tawaf of the Ka'batullah. And he is saying in the entire tawaf, he is saying, "Oh Allah, I won't do it again. Oh Allah, I won't do it again. I won't do it again." That is his entire tasbih for the entire duration of tawaf. So someone followed him, and afterwards, after tawaf, asked him, "What kind of a dua was that? Oh Allah, I won't do it again." He says, whilst I was doing tawaf, I admired the beauty of one lady. I admired the beauty of one lady who was doing tawaf right nearby me. So I started looking at her, admiring her. A slap came from the unseen, from the ghaib, and slapped my eye. And today I only have one eye. And I can only see in one eye. So now I am making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "Oh Allah, I won't do it again. Because if I do it again whilst I'm in the haram, maybe another slap will come and I'll become blind." So that the person is saying, "Oh Allah, I will never do it again." Anyway, I was saying, this individual is doing tawaf. Shayban al-Ra'i, rahimahullah, he is quoting the incident. So he was doing tawaf and he is making dua. "Oh Allah, I ask you to grant me death with iman. Oh Allah, I ask you to grant me death with iman." And that is his dua during the entire course of tawaf. One person followed him, and after he finished tawaf, he asked him, "What kind of a dua were you making?" He says, "I had a brother of mine. I had a brother, his own brother. He gave adhan for 40 years in the masjid. For 40 years, he gave adhan in the masjid. Absolutely free of charge, or most certainly free of charge. Just before he died, we were reading the kalima before him, and he said, openly, 'I am not going to read the kalima. Openly, I am not reading the kalima.' We gave him the Quran, and he said, 'I don't believe anything in the Quran.' And that was how he died. That is how he died." Shayban al-Ra'i, rahimahullah, says, when I got to look into my brother, the fault he had was he used to go around looking for everyone's faults. And then he used to expose everyone in the community. And that was his aib. You know, when the waqi'atul ifk came down, wa waqi'a ifk is mentioned in the Quran, in Surah An-Nur, when Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala numa was slandered. Okay, and some people spread the rumor regarding Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala numa. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveal? "Lawla idha sami'tumu zanna al-mu'minuna wal-mu'minatu bi anfusihim ghayra." When these things come about in the community and people are speaking about one another, why did you not think good of a Muslim brother, of a Muslim sister? So inshallah, number one, Mother Earth is a concealer. Conceals everything that goes inside. We learn the lesson from Mother Earth. If I see the faults of another individual, what do I do? I conceal the faults of another individual. So that is message number one. Message number two, inshallah, I'll just go through them very fast, inshallah, and I'll finish, inshallah. I'm sure by 7:30, inshallah, I'll finish. The second lesson that we find from Mother Earth is imbat. Imbat means when you put something into the ground, what does it do? It gives you something better back. So, example, you put seeds inside the ground, what will it give you? It'll give you vegetation. We need to become individuals. We need to become individuals that, alhamdulillah, the community has given us. The community has given us what it has given us. We try and give the community back. Give something back to the community. خَيْرُ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ. The best of people are those individuals that benefit other individuals. MashaAllah, you tell me, on Sunday, everyone has time. Everyone has time on Sunday. Maybe some people have time on a Saturday. Come to the management of the masjid and tell them, inshallah, I've got half an hour. Would you like me to do something in the masjid? And maybe they might say, no problem, mashallah. If you are free every Sunday at this time, no problem. Like Sadio Mane, if you can please just clean the toilets. Alhamdulillah, you know, these people are multi-millionaires. Okay, and they do not feel, it's not... You know, to be of service to the masjid, alhamdulillah, it is good. Okay, I will wash a wuzu khana. Alhamdulillah, I will give a jaru, I will give a broom, I will give a hoover in the masjid. Give something back to the community. Alhamdulillah, now the community has given you a beautiful, beautiful masjid. Okay, mashallah, try and spend time in the masjid. Not only in the month of Ramadan, after the month of Ramadan as well. So learn to become those individuals who give back to the community. Number two. Number three. The third quality of soil is qabool. Qabool means whatever goes inside, it accepts. Whatever goes inside the earth, it accepts it. Okay, again, it does not throw it back out. So it accepts. Today, our biggest problem, youngsters, the biggest problem amongst the youngsters is they are not willing to take lessons, or they are not willing to listen from their elders. They're just not willing. Today, a son, mashallah, you ask a son, the other day I was speaking to one youngster, and you know what he said, Mawlana, YOLO. He said to me, Mawlana, YOLO. I didn't know the slang language. So I asked him, what do you mean? He said, you only live once. You only live once. And mashallah, at least he did not say to me, MYOB. But you have youngsters today who will turn around and tell you, mind your own business. Ajib, the problem within our community, youngsters, young and old, okay, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq, we're just not willing to learn when someone tells us something. You know, if someone were to tell me, if everyone, brothers, can please stand up and make your stuff straight, you know, the first thing that will come to my mind, okay, this person is being a boss in the masjid. You know, he's telling you something, okay, why don't you accept? Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib used to say, if someone comes to me to tell me my faults, if someone comes to me to tell me my faults, I will give you dua. If someone comes to me to tell me my faults, I will give you dua that Allah Ta'ala have mercy on you. Because alhamdulillah, you've highlighted me, my faults. They go, Sheikh Sa'di rahimahullah, everyone must have heard, he's a Persian poet. He was a great Persian poet. He passed away in 1291. So 731 years ago. He says, you know, in the olden days, when you used to relieve yourself after, you know, you go to the toilet, you relieve yourself. Okay, in order to make sure there is no stench on your hand, what would you do generally? Nowadays, soap. Okay, and then you try and get rid of the smell, stench with the soap. In the olden days, when you used to come out from the toilet, what used to happen? Soil. You put your hand into the soil, you put it under the tap, and inshallah, you know, the smell and the stench is gone. Sheikh Sa'di rahimahullah says, one day I went outside after relieving myself, and I put my hand onto the soil, and there was a fragrance of flower in the soil. So I'm asking the soil, okay, mashallah, you are just sand. Where has the fragrance come from? So it's like the sand is telling me, I had the company of who? A flower or a few flowers. And this is why you see the fragrance of the flower where? In the soil. Soil is better than me and you that it is willing to accept. Have you seen a moth bowl? Have you seen those white golia? Jo aapne dekha hoga kafur ki golia jo hoti hai. You find moth bowls that you put into clothing, okay, in order to make sure that there is no insects waghaira. Okay, what happens? What happens? You leave it there, after a few days you go and you will realize that aroma and that fragrance of the moth bowls coming out. It leaves an impact. A individual needs to become amongst those who are willing to learn from others. So inshallah, qabuliyat within ourselves. Okay, that is also what we learn from Mother Earth. And inshallah, my last message, inshallah, in a few minutes, inshallah, I will finish. Just give me a few more minutes, inshallah, if you can bear with me, because this is one of the most important ones. The last quality of Mother Earth is what? It's very, very humble. MashaAllah, who plays football here? MashaAllah, everyone plays. A lot of... Oh no, you were born in the wrong zamana. MashaAllah, if you support Man U, then you were born in the wrong era. MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah, they are on the down. Currently they are on the down, I'm sure everyone knows. When these young boys, when they are playing football, when young boys are playing football, and MashaAllah, with your studs, okay, you know, what do? You kick the ground. Has the ground ever kicked you back? You know that piece of grass that you've kicked out, has that ever come back onto your earth and said onto your face and said, "How dare you kick me?" In the state of fasting in the month of Ramadan, how many times do we spit on the ground? How many times do we spit on the ground? Why? Because of the accumulation of saliva in our mouths in the state of fasting. Has your saliva ever come back onto your face? It's never come back. The lesson I and you learn, you need to be humble. Like your mother. The mother is very, very humble. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, angel came to him and said, "O Messenger of Allah, would you want to become like Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam? Would you like to become Nabiyun Ghaniyun? Or would you like to become Nabiyun Abdun? You want to become a Nabi of Allah and a servant of Allah, a slave of Allah? Or you want to become a rich man and a Nabi of Allah?" What did Rasulullah say? Nabiyun Abdun. I will eat one day whereby I will thank Allah. And the other day where I don't get anything to eat, I will persevere and I will show and I will exercise patience. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you look at the nature of humbleness and humility in Rasulullah, they go, you tell me, insan, why am I and you being so arrogant? There is no way, there is nothing in me and you, okay, that we can be arrogant. My ustad, Hazrat Maulana Abrar Sahab rahmatullah, used to say, a human being realizes his true worth in two places. In two places. You know when you realize who you really are? Number one, when you are ill. Ask those people who suffered from coronavirus and they were not able to breathe. In order to breathe, we are dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just imagine you have lost a kidney and you are on the dialysis machine for the pumping of the blood in your human system. You know the two kidneys and the work they are doing. Okay, it's amazing. Just try and go into a dialysis unit, okay, in a hospital, and then you will realize what work your kidneys are doing. You will realize what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me and you. There is one individual in America. He's got an illness. His illness is every time he wants to flip, you know, he wants to open his eyes, he has to physically open it with his finger. So example, he closes, he has to do this. This is what he has to do. And then they will go down. They will not come back up. He has to open it again like this in order to see. And the duration of time he wants to see, he has to hold it with his fingers. Just imagine, we don't even realize how many blessings Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me and you. We recognize our worth in two places. Number one, when we are sick. And number two, when we go to the toilet. That's when we really realize who we are. Because you know what the feces are telling me and you? There is a lesson that I and you need to learn, even from the feces that is coming out. They go, mashallah, what does a silk worm, what does it eat? What does a silk worm eat? It eats a leaf. What does it give you back? It gives you silk. What does a honeybee feed on? MashaAllah, nectar. What does it give you? In the morning, MashaAllah, for suhoor, it gives you honey. What does a goat eat? Leaves, grass. What does it give you? It gives you milk. And eventually, MashaAllah, it might also give you the food. It'll give you meat. MashaAllah. A human being, at the time of iftar, you will see all the great foods that you eat. And you know what your feces is saying? Oh, insan, this is what you ate, the best of foods. You ate biryani, you ate korma, you ate keema, you ate chicken, you ate meat, and look what comes out of you. Insan, there is no, absolutely no reason why insan can feel, I am someone. You are nothing. Because if I and you think we are something, you know what Allah told me and you? Shah Abdul Aziz Muhaddis Dehlawi rahimahullah in his tafsir. In his tafsir of the Quran, in Fathul Aziz, in the commentary of Afala Yanzurun ila al-ibili kayfa khuliqat. It's an amazing, amazing ayat of the Quran. Afala Yanzurun ila al-ibili kayfa khuliqat. Shah Abdul Aziz Muhaddis Dehlawi rahimahullah says, Allah Ta'ala is telling me and you to take a lesson from the camel. And you know what Allah is telling me and you? Look at the camel. Not a single bone in the camel is straight. Ab dekh lena kabhi camel ko dekh lena. Look at the oont, usme ek kali uski seedhi nahi hai. Not one bone. Look how straight that animal is. You give the rein to a 4-year-old child and the child can take it and roam wherever he wants. Look how straight the animal is. Then Allah Ta'ala tells me and you, wa ila as-sama'i kayfa rufi'at. You think you are big? Why don't you look at the sky and then see who is big? When you look at the sky, you will realize, you know what? The sky is amazing. As Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Al-Mulk, فَرْجِعِ الْبَصَرِ ثُمَّ رْجِعِ الْبَصَرِ كَرَّتَيْنَ يَنْقَلِبْ إِلَيْكَ الْبَصُرُ خَاسِئًا وَهُوَ حَسِيرٌ. Your eyes will come back to you and you will realize, okay, you are hairan, you are parishan, you are gobsmacked at the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now, when you look at the sky, you are going to think, no. The creation of Allah is amazing. You know, for the Arabs, what was the next closest thing? When you put your gaze down from the sky, what did the Arabs see right in front of them? They saw the mountains. وَإِلَى الْجِبَالِ كَيْفَ نُسِبَتْ. You think you are big? Why don't you look at the mountain? You think you're bigger than the mountain? And then, you know, out of shame, an individual will put his head down. So Allah says, وَإِلَى الْأَرْضِ كَيْفَ سُطِحَتْ. Why don't you look at the earth? And then you will realize you are still nothing. Me and you, we are absolutely nothing. Sayyidina, I'll just share with you a few incidents, inshallah, and I'll finish, inshallah. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. This man is guaranteed Jannah. Guaranteed Jannah. You know, mashallah, when we take the name of our shuyukh, they will say, Hazrat, Allama, Mufti, Sheikh, Hafiz, Maulana, and then, mashallah, you mention their name. And when it comes to the Sahaba, some people don't even say Sayyiduna at the beginning. They don't even say Radiyallahu anhum at the end. They'll just say Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr, like as if you know he was my friend. Okay, they were our great individuals. Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Radiyallahu anhu. A Sahabi has nothing before his name. The fact that he has Radiyallahu anhu at the end of his name is got everything. MashaAllah, one individual went. It was raining, and mashallah, one individual was in search of a hotel. So mashallah, he knocked on the door, and someone said from inside, who? So mashallah, the guy said, Hazrat Allama, Sheikh, Maulana, Mufti, Hafiz, Qari, and then he gave his name. Mashallah, someone from inside said, we're sorry, we don't have space for so many people. Itne zyada logon ke liye hamare paas jagah nahi hai. Okay, in the Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, this is Abu Bakr fil Jannah. Hadith mentioned by Imam al-Tirmizi rahimahullah. Abu Bakr fil Jannah. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala is in Jannah. Rasulullah told Sayyidina Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala, don't walk in line with Sayyidina Abu Bakr, because no one has come like this individual. Khair, inshallah, I think my time is over, inshallah. Okay, and I will stop, inshallah. I'll just mention a few last few things, inshallah. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu, he used to say, despite who he was, you know, mashallah, if anyone rejects the sahabiyyat of Sayyidina Abu Bakr, he's a kafir. Because the sahabiyyat of Sayyidina Abu Bakr is mentioned in the Quran. La tahzan inna Allah ma'ana. La tahzan inna Allah ma'ana. Allah Ta'ala is with us. And that inna Allah ma'ana is a reference to Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu. Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abu Bakr used to say, if only my mother did not give birth to me. I like it. This is an individual who is guaranteed Jannah. Guaranteed Jannah. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab. I recommend everyone here try and read a series of Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sallabi. He's a Libyan scholar. It's an amazing, phenomenal series that he has written. MashaAllah, they go, isko padho. Then MashaAllah, you won't have to read Harry Potter. No, MashaAllah. The children won't have to read Harry Potter. Get them to read the series of the Sahaba. It's an amazing series, really amazing series. Try and get the name Muhammad Ali Salabi and the series of Khulafa al-Rashidin. One book on Sayyidina Abu Bakr, two books on Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala. Sayyidina Umar is a giant of a Sahabi. Really an amazing individual. You know what Gandhi said, Gandhi, in India, in Parliament. What a Gandhi said, you know, the Taklu one, you know, the one who didn't have hair. What he said in Parliament, if you truly want to rule India and be successful, you will have to follow the examples of Abu Bakr and Umar ibn al-Khattab. This is Hindu, the Kattar Hindu hai. Okay, and he is saying, if you want to be successful in your hukumat, in your rule, then you will have to read the lives of Abu Bakr and Umar. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu, when booty was coming into Medina Munawwara, and they amassed booty in Medina Munawwara, Masjid al-Nabawi is filled with booty, and half of the world is in the control of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu. He gathered the Sahaba in Masjid al-Nabawi. Masjid al-Nabawi. He gave a khutbah, and the only thing he said, أَنَبْنُ إِمْرَأَةٍ تَأْكُلُ الْقَدِيدَ بَسْ وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. I am the son of a lady who used to eat mince meat. Bas, and he finished. In those days, mince meat was classified as the khoraak and the sustenance and the food of poor individuals. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab is saying, I remember my humble beginnings. In other words, Umar ibn al-Khattab and arrogance, absolutely no chance. You'll have to give me a few minutes, mashallah. I'm just going to finish, inshallah. Khaja Fadl Ali Qurayshi rahimahullah, he mentions a beautiful point. Inshallah, this is my last point. Okay. So this individual, Khaja Fadl Ali Qurayshi rahimahullah, mentions a beautiful point. He says, Bakri jab bahut zyada meh karti hai. A bakri, a goat, a sheep. You know, when it meh, that is the noise of the animal. What happens to an animal that does meh? What happens? The owner will go up to it. He will sacrifice it. He will make it into pieces. And then, mashallah, you have it for iftar. And you do barbecue of that animal. Says an individual who does a lot of meh. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do to that individual. Arrogance is not for the human being. Arrogance is absolutely not for the human being. Be humble individuals. Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki rahimahullah used to say, when a husband and wife fight, when a husband and wife argue, if there is one individual who is humble, inshallah, the fight is over. Say to your wife, mashallah, oh my wife, okay, you are the winner, I am the loser, kissa khatam. The reason why we have so many fights is why? Because both of them want to win. Both of them want to win. So become individuals, inshallah, who are humble, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will elevate us. And I'll finish on this hadith quoted by Imam Nasa'i, rahimahullah. One day, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ascended the minbar. He climbed the minbar, and Rasulullah demonstrated with his hand. You know what he said? This is what he said. Man, look what he said. He took his hand, left hand. Man tawada'a lillah. One who lowers himself for the sake of Allah. And with the right hand, Rasulullah said, rafa'ahullah. So, man tawada'a lillah, one who becomes humble for the sake of Allah, Allah Ta'ala will elevate him. So, inshallah, when we become like those individuals, they go, this is my last point, inshallah, because inshallah, this is something that you read. Amma yatasa'alun. Amma yatasa'alun. Wa yaqulu al-kafir. Ya laytani kuntu turaba. If you look at the commentary of that ayat of the Quran, al-kafir, some are of the opinion, this is a reference to Iblis. Even Iblis will say on the day of Qiyamah, if only I had become humble before the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If only I was humble as well. وَيَقُولُ الْكَافِرُ وَيَقُولُ Iblis, يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ تُرَابًا يَنِي يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ مُتَوَاضِعًا. If only I was humble before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when Allah told me to be humble and prostrate before Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, had only I done it. So inshallah, I will just recap. We all came from Mother Earth. That is where we are going back. Before we go back into the earth, inshallah, try and inculcate the qualities of Mother Earth, and they are, number one, as-satr, conceal the faults of other individuals. Number two, imbat and growth. Give back to the community what the community has given us. Number three, become individuals who accept when elderly people tell us something. And number four, be humble. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all humble. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us true servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow your masjid to flourish, inshallah. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لك الحمد بالإيمان اللهم لك الحمد بالإسلام اللهم لك الحمد بالقرآن اللهم لك الحمد بالأهل والمال والأولاد اللهم لك الحمد بالقرآن اللهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غل للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم اللهم ربنا وآتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا ربنا أوزعنا أن نشكر نعمتك التي أنمت علينا وعلى والدينا وأن نعمل صالحا ترضى وأدخلنا برحمتك في عبادك الصالحين يا إله العالمين همارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما یا اللہ سب کو ایک بنا سب کو نیک بنا یا اللہ سب کے دلوں کو صاف فرما یا اللہ سب کے دلوں کو مزکا مصفا فرما یا اللہ دلوں کو ہمارے دلوں کو خوبیوں سے آراستہ فرما یا اللہ گندگیوں سے پاک صاف فرما یا اللہ سب کے دلوں کو تکبر سے حسد سے کینہ سے یا اللہ تمام خرابیوں سے محض اپنے فضل و کرم سے پاک صاف فرما یا اللہ رمضان کے 16 دن گزر گئے یا اللہ ہم نے رمضان کی قدر بالکل نہیں کی یا الہ العالمین رحمت کا عشرہ بھی گزر گیا یا الہ العالمین مغفرت کا عشرہ ہے محض اپنے فضل و کرم سے ہم سب کے لیے مغفرت کا فیصلہ فرما یا اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہمارے ماں باپ کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہماری اولاد کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما پوری امت مسلمہ کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما یا اللہ دن کے اجالوں میں رات کے اندھیروں میں جو گناہ کیے محض اپنے فضل و کرم سے معاف فرما صغائر کبائر کو معاف فرما یا اللہ آپ کی بارگاہ میں توبہ کرتے ہیں یا الہ العالمین پکی سچی توبہ ہمیں نصیب فرما یا الہ العالمین پکی سچی توبہ نصیب فرما یا اللہ مسلمانان عالم کے حال پر رحم فرما جہاں مسلمان پریشان حال ہے ان کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما یا اللہ ان کی ایمان کی حفاظت فرما یا اللہ مسلمانان عالم کے لیے اور غیر مسلموں کے لیے بھی یا الہ العالمین ہدایت کا فیصلہ فرما یا اللہ امت مسلمہ پر رحم کر کرم کا معاملہ فرما یا اللہ جہاں کہیں مسلمان ہے ان کے ایمان کی حفاظت فرما ان کی عصمت کی حفاظت فرما یا اللہ محض اپنے فضل و کرم سے ما بقیہ جو دن باقی رہ گئے ہیں اس کی قدر کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرما یا الہ العالمین اس مسجد میں جو اس کے عزائم ہیں تمام عزائم کو محض اپنے فضل و کرم سے خزانہ غیب سے یا الہ العالمین اس کا جو قرضہ ہے محض اپنے فضل و کرم سے اس کو ادائیگی کی شکلیں پیدا فرما یا اللہ اس میں کام کرنے والوں کو اخلاص نصیب فرما یا اللہ اس میں کام کرنے والوں کو اتحاد اتفاق نصیب فرما یا اللہ پوری کمیونٹی کے دلوں کو اس مسجد کی طرف مائل فرما یا الہ العالمین ہمارے دلوں کو مسجد کے ساتھ وابستہ فرما یا اللہ ہماری اولاد کی دیار غیر میں پوری پوری حفاظت فرما یا اللہ ہماری اولاد کی ایمان کی حفاظت فرما یا اللہ ہماری اولاد کے لیے کفر یا اللہ ہم نے کفرستان کے ماحول میں ہماری اولاد کو یہاں لا کھڑا کیا ہے یا الہ العالمین انہیں نماز کے ساتھ وابستہ فرما اپنی ذات کے ساتھ انہیں وابستہ فرما ان کے ایمان کی حفاظت فرما یا الہ العالمین ان کو مضبوط قلعہ مسجد کا نصیب فرما یا اللہ ہمارے گھروں کے ماحول کو بہترین ماحول فرما یا اللہ جو پریشان حال ہے ان کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما یا اللہ آپ کے نیک بندوں نے رمضان کے مہینے میں جتنی خیر کی دعائیں مانگی ہے وہ تمام کے تمام ہمارے حق میں بھی قبول فرما یا اللہ آپ کے نیک بندوں نے جن باتوں سے پناہ چچائی ہے یا اللہ وہ تمام کے تمام ان تمام چیزوں سے ہمیں بھی پناہ عطا فرما اللہم ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم تب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين